We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN Sal Palatodio. Eagles, Seattle. What a ball game on Sunday.
Yeah, back to back to back. Great ball games for us to cover on ESPN. We can go Dallas, Seattle, Dallas. And this is the biggest game, I think, to come down the pike here in a long time.
Why?
Super Bowl champions, they got a lot of big stars. There's so much history. You got two Pac-12 coaches squaring off against each other. You know, both of these coaches, there's so much ego involved for both of them. And I think it just, you know, it transforms itself into a battle between coaches and quarterbacks. But I think the fans are really into this game. You go around the city, they're into it because it's Carroll against Chip Kelly.
Right. It's Carroll's defense against Chip Kelly's offense, which I find the most intriguing matchup of the matchups. What gives here? The unstoppable force until they get into the red zone against the immovable
object. I knew
object.
You were going to ask me that question. So I hit the way back machine, went back, and I looked in 2009. Halloween, up in Oregon.
Yes.
Chip Kelly versus Pete Carroll.
One time. That's the only time.
Chip Kelly ran the ball 49 times in that game, and they ran for 391 yards. Now, Jeremiah Masoli had 13 carries for 164 out of the quarterback position.
Don't think Sanchez is going to
get that. Not going to happen. Right. But I do think the way to stop Pete Carroll's defense is to run right at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you'll see. This is a shady game, no question.
And without Brandon Mebane in there and Kevin Williams, I know, is playing well for Seattle, still there is a bit of a drop-off there. You lose your best defensive tackle.
Well, there's that, plus the fact that their backup defensive ends are playing in Florida, in Tampa, Jacksonville. So they don't have the depth that they had last year where they could run different combinations of guys at you in the third and fourth quarter. So I think two things, the way you attack it, run the football and then tempo, tempo, tempo. And without a doubt, this is where the tempo will really come into play. And here's the thing, it's a significant tactical advantage for Chip Kelly and the Eagles because you can't practice it during the week. You can't really simulate it during the week. And if you try, once you get into the game like Dallas, they're like, really? It goes this fast and it doesn't stop. And I think once the Cowboys realized that midway in the second quarter, that it wasn't going to stop and the Eagles were going to run that red hot machine gun style offense all the way through the game, a demoralization sets in that they really can't catch their breath. The other thing is, I watched it over and over again, you don't sub very much.
Yeah.
And when you don't
sub,
that's it. You don't sub very much, that dictates matchups. So you've got the significant tactical advantage and you dictate matchup through tempo. That's the way you beat Pete Carroll's offense.
But you know, Sal, that you know the Eagles are going to throw the football. You know they're going to try to get
not
chunk
very much.
Plays.
Not very much.
You're going to run down the field, down the field, down the field, down the field.
And on Thanksgiving, they had 45 rushes and 29 passes.
With a big, big, big lead at halftime.
Yep, no question.
So that's a little bit different. But there are going to be times when Mark Sanchez will drop back and look for an open receiver. How do you see the matchup Eagles receiving core against the Legion of Boom?
Well, the design of Chip Kelly's offense is a good antidote for what they do, which is a cover
three
defense where they have the safety over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're playing a cover three defense, what's the way to attack? Crossing patterns underneath. Get guys caught up in the wash. Make sure with that misdirection. They did a great job with misdirection and boot action against the Cowboys. I think you'll see a lot of that against the Seattle Seahawks.
On the other side of the ball, Seattle is a run-first offense. Everything works off of the run with the beast, Marshawn Lynch, the mobility of Russell Wilson. You're Bill Davis. What kind of design are you putting in here?
Mush rush. You know, the Eagles are still a top 10 blitzing team. They're blitzing 36% of the time, which just gets them right at the top 10. They've been around there all year long. Seattle, by the way, 23rd in blitzing. I think blitz numbers are important when you're attacking the quarterback now, especially because how difficult it is to play in the secondary, the way they're calling penalties. So I think they'll mush rush Russell Wilson. Wilson's very good, at running laterally behind the line of scrimmage to buy time like Fran Tarkenton. Very reminiscent of Tarkenton. So you're not going to blitz him very much. And their wide receivers are okay. They're pedestrian. They're not great. Same thing with their tight ends. Okay, pedestrian. The key is get him into second and third and long.
You like the Eagles in this, don't you? It sounds to me like you're picking the Eagles in this game.
I am. First of all, they're 6-0 at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're scoring 35 points a game. Second, third of all, I like coming here.
Yeah. I'm a man.
I do. You know, it's hard for me to pick against a team that's 6-0 at home, David. It really is.
Yeah.
And you're scoring 35 points a game. They're not going to blow them out. This is not the Dallas Cowboys. You're not going to blow them out, but you're going to win the game.
Sal Palantonio, you heard it from him. Eagles over Seattle on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. We thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.